we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMIE, Cocoa, Florida. My name's Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we're, as Minnie Pearl would say, we're just so proud to be here this morning. hope you are having a great day. As I left here after yesterday's broadcast, I got into my vehicle and I realized that I started telling a story and then I got chasing a rabbit and ended up not finishing telling the story. And so I'll finish that up here in just a little bit. But first of all, we want to say thank you to Teresi Auto Sales and Repair, 636-4910. Joe and Michael over there, they will take good care of you, whether you need to buy a vehicle or repair a vehicle. Call them, 636-4910, and see if they can't save you some money. They're about two blocks south of Dixon Boulevard on the west side of the road. They sit right on Clear Lake in a blue and yellow building. And if you call them, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, we would appreciate that. So yesterday I was talking about how God will strengthen us, that the almighty, inexhaustible God, he intends to use his power to strengthen us and remove fatigue and fainting and weariness, all of that negative energy drain out of our lives. He wants to make you and I powerful, mighty men and women of God. And so the story I started to tell on the vehicle that I just got, it's not like the vehicle that we just gave away. The vehicle that we gave away was a manual transmission. It functioned well. We drove it for nearly a year. And by the way, it had the best air conditioner I have ever had in a vehicle in my entire life. If I had to choose one thing about that vehicle I wish was on this new vehicle, it is that air conditioner. It was phenomenal. I even talked to the previous owner, and they said the same thing. They got a new vehicle after they gave that one to us, or right before they gave that one to us, and they are of the same mindset. That vehicle had a great air conditioner. But if you wanted to drive it, it was designed to shift functionally and all of that, but it was not a tremendous power machine. So when I get into this vehicle that I've got, even though this is not a high performance vehicle at all, it is a year newer than the other vehicle was, but it is an automatic transmission. And so the first time that I get into this vehicle after it's been tested and been to the mechanic and checked out and all of that sort of stuff, I get into it and I press the accelerator just like I did the other vehicle, and there was so much power in this newer better vehicle that it now whenever I go to start away from a traffic signal or a stop sign, I am cognizant of the tremendous power that is available in this engine and in this vehicle. So I want to encourage you today that as a born-again child of God, walking in righteousness and faithfulness and obedience to all that God has to you, there is tremendous power that is available to you. Whether you're just starting out or whether you're on a road trip like my wife and I did in this vehicle here a few days ago, you have tremendous power as a child of the King. And so I want to encourage you not to be intimidated, not to be living in fear, but to be living in faith in the Son of God, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it, that he is going to cause you to be more than an overcomer. And so all of that power is available to you and I. Now, I want to take you on. I'm not going to touch on every part of Psalm or Isaiah 41. I keep wanting to say that it's Psalms this week for some reason. But Isaiah chapter 41, I'm going to read a portion of this, and then we're going to primarily focus on verses 11 through 15. It says in verse number 8, "But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. You, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions, and said to you, 'You are my servant, I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing," listen to this, "as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, 'Fear not, I will help you.'" Fear not. Just when you're starting to feel good about yourself, God puts this in perspective. Fear not, you worm Jacob. So here God is promising all of this victory and everything, and he says, you're a worm. You know, that's how much my power is demonstrated in you, is in spite of your limitations and your capabilities, I am able to do all of these great things by myself, operating through you. "You men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord. And your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth." So, just a little bit of setting the stage here. God has chosen us. He chose Israel, the nation of Israel. He chose them as his servant. He chose us to be his servants. It is very important to know that we have been chosen. God does not select inferior or defective products. He chooses the very best. We need to realize that he is the one who has selected us. Now, we have to respond to that, and I encourage you to do so, but always remember that God is the one who chose you, and he did not make a mistake. In verse number 8 there, it continues that they were the descendants of Abraham, and God says, "My friend." If you look in the New Testament, you are going to see that the disciples were originally called disciples. They were called apostles. They were called servants, and he said, "You are my friends." And so we want to make sure that the people who come behind us know that God is our friend and that they have been chosen for God's purpose as well. And so I encourage you, don't shy away from passing that on. Look around. I want to challenge you to do this. We're in the middle of serving September is what we're kind of doing. By the way, our website is up and running. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. We're tweaking that. I've got people who are now tending to our Facebook page with regularity, and our website is constantly being updated. And one of the things we're working on, we may not be there yet, but one of the things we're working on is having a section of our website that helps you to see ways that people at Merit Assembly of God are serving, not inside the church, but serving in our community. And so if you see some pictures that show up there, check back. And so we're looking to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ here in Brevard County so that we can serve and meet legitimate needs. So you are my servant. I have chosen you. I have not cast you away. One of the great enemies of people of faith is the insecurities that tend to plague us, that we're constantly concerned, and it probably has to do with the fact that we live in a disposable society where marriages are disposable, employees are disposable. In all honesty, we treat infants, babies that are being carried in the womb, we create them as disposable, or we treat them as disposable if they're inconvenient, not the church, but society at large. There's way too many babies that are being sacrificed for the convenience of the mother. That needs to stop in the name of the Lord. We cannot expect the blessing of God when we are sacrificing our children to the idol of convenience. 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953, Merritt Assembly of God. If you have any problems with that statement, you can write me a letter. I'll be sure and respond to you and let you know that God is the God of life. Children aren't a liability. They are a blessing from God. And so, you know, if you're looking for somebody who's politically correct and not going to state what the Word of God says about abortion, then you need to listen to a different program because God wants children to know about Jesus. And so he says, I have not cast you away. People live with such insecurity of going to work every day, not knowing whether they're going to have a job at the end of the day, or if this person is going to get mad and reject them. And that has transferred over into our relationship with God. And I want you to understand that God chose you not to reject you. He chose you to be a trophy of his grace, a masterpiece that he displays his glory in. So please understand how much God loves you. Now, that doesn't mean that you can go out and do whatever you want to do. It means that knowledge that you have been chosen and not cast away and not rejected compels you and I to love him more and more and more. By the way, our website is meritassembly.com, MERRITTASSEMBLY.com. And so if you want to check that out, he's not cast us away. Rest assured, God didn't wake up this morning and without reason say, you know what? That Bob Arthur's character, I don't like him anymore. He knew me before I was ever born. He knew my thoughts, my intents. He knows all of that stuff. And he wants me to be in fellowship with him. And the same for you. He says, fear not, for I am with you. So the presence of the Lord, perfect love, the scripture says, casts out all fear. So insecurity compels us to live in fear when God wants us to know that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that compels us to live by faith. What would you do if you knew that God wanted you to do something, and when you did it to the best of your ability, to the glory of God, that he wasn't going to say, you know what, I'm done with you. I just reject you. You miserable, rotten failure. That's what a lot of people think. He says, no, I'm right there with you. I've got your back. I am there to stand with you. Jesus is our advocate. He is our attorney. He is our representative before the Father. We need to start living in confidence and boldness. We need to start living knowing that God isn't going to reject us. Now, once again, I want to caution you. That doesn't mean that you can go out and steal and kill and covet and all of that sort of stuff. You, as a chosen child of God, you are called to live a holy and righteous life. And he gives us the Holy Spirit who empowers us to be able to do that. So be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, whenever I have tried to do something I've never done before, it always helped me in my confidence level to know that there was an expert right there with me. When my kids are helping me with my technology, I just recently upgraded my phone. I think that I had started the process and thought I'd finished it, but evidently I didn't. And so I investigated it and started it. And next morning, all of the functions had changed. I couldn't figure out how to operate the phone with the new software the way that it had before. And so I went to the expert who was there to help me to get a grasp on how to do things. So whenever I have tried a new construction technique or, you know, been working on a project, it helps me to know. I remember when I was working on a computer one time and there was a young man in our church and he was just absolutely brilliant with computers. When he was in fifth grade, the teachers of their elementary school would come and get this young man to come and help them solve their technology problems, to the point that the teacher that had him in his class said, you know what, you're going to have to wait. He's got to learn these other things. Just absolutely brilliant. And they are so unafraid of making mistakes. I was always afraid that if I hit the wrong button that, you know, the thing was going to go poof up in smoke and I'd never be able to get everything or get anything back again. But because they knew that all you had to do was hit one button and you could go back to where you were before, they were just unafraid to explore the machine and the capabilities thereof. And a lot of times we're afraid to turn the machine on because we're afraid we're going to break it, and therefore we deprive ourselves of all of the power. I want you to know that God's presence is more than comforting just to know that he's there. It's comforting because he is capable of, if we happen to make a mistake, if we happen to mess up, he is able to rectify that. He is an expert in cleaning up messes. He knows how to resolve, and if we will listen to him, he will prevent us from stumbling and falling if we will just pay attention and do what he says. So one time I was talking to my kids, I was trying to give them directions, and I looked at them and I said, go to that tree. And they said, Dad, there's an entire forest over there. Which tree do you want me to go after? And, you know, I find that sometimes, even though we're an expert, that sometimes we may not do a great job of communicating. God is not so hindered. He is an expert at communicating. If the better we get at listening to what God has to say to us, the fewer mistakes we are going to make. Isn't it great to know that God's with you today? Amen. You know what? I was clueless when I was became a husband, and you know what? I don't care how long you've been married. You still got a long ways to go that you could understand how things are how things operate with your spouse. But God's an expert on your spouse. He's an expert on you, and he will help you to be the best you can be. You don't have to be hounding him for him to make your spouse better. You and I, we need to be seeking the face of God for him to make us better. I saw a news story, I think it was last week, about a couple who had been married, I think for like 59 years, and she had been ill, he had been ill, and the days prior to their deaths, they both died the same day, and they died holding each other's hands. They died as believers. And they began to look forward to their promotion. They said, we're going to enter heaven together holding hands. It's going to be just like our wedding day, where we're experiencing new adventures in a different place, and we're doing it together. And I want you to know, that's the way that God feels about you and I. He might know things that we don't know, but it's the adventure of being on the journey together with us. That's what's really exciting. We have two televisions in our house that are connected to the same satellite system. And now there's an HD channel, and then there's a non-HD channel. And one of our televisions is HD, one of them is not. And so, depending upon which channel you are on, there is a difference in the timing of the program. And so, I was in there watching something one day, and they were watching, my wife and daughters were watching the same event, same program on the television out there in the living room. And I think that mine on that particular day was slightly ahead of theirs. It fluctuates, believe it or not, it changes. And so whatever room I was in, I was in the room that was broadcasting ahead of them. And so I could experience it where I was, to where I knew what was going on. And then I could go into the other room and I could experience the same thing with them all over again. And, you know, not tell them what was coming and all that sort of stuff. But God knows what your future holds. He knows what today holds. And I just want to encourage you, don't be dismayed. He's going to be there to strengthen you, to help you, and he will hold you up by his righteous right hand. All of that is great, wonderful, and fantastic. But what about the conflict? What about the conflict? What about those who try and instill fear in you and intimidate you and terrorize you? Listen to what it says in verses 11 through 14. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. God is not just going to help you to get through. He's going to help you to be victorious. He's going to help you to dominate everything that rises up in opposition to you. And as I was preparing for this, to come in here, I was thinking of sickness and disease and that would rise up against your physical health. And God wants to help you and strengthen you and make those things as if they never existed, as a non-existent thing. I heard a testimony here, I believe it was 2 weeks ago today, as a matter of fact, of a person. They'd gone in for all of the tests, and they came out, and the test showed one thing, and that meant that they were going to have to do some surgery. And they went in and did the surgery and came back, and the person went back the following week, and this involved a pregnancy, and the doctor was called in the week after the surgery, and said, he came back in and he said, I don't understand this, but you have a pregnancy that wasn't there a week ago that is there today, and it's older than it was a week. You know, it's not a week old. It's not less than a week old. You have a baby that's growing inside of you that predates that surgery. I couldn't find that baby last week. Do you believe in miracles? Because that's the only way that baby still would be able to be alive in you. God does great and mighty things. That problem that had been there was completely done away with. I've experienced that in my own body, where God healed me of things. The test showed that it was there, that it was messed up. And then when they went in and they took pictures as they were doing surgery, they came out and they said, that thing that we thought was messed up is absolutely perfect. And I really rejoice in God. So God wants to give you victory over all of those things. You don't have to be ashamed or disgraced. Listen, too many times when we are afflicted in our bodies, there's not only the sickness and disease that is beating us up, but too many times other Christians are beating us up because of a lack of faith. And you know what? I'm not in the business of doing that. I want to see God gloriously heal people. I want to see people raised up. And so they said, you don't have to be ashamed and disgraced. Look, I'm here. I'm with you. I want to create those things. I want to give you such victory over the debts and over all of these sicknesses and diseases and the strongholds that the enemy brings in your life, that if you went looking for them, you can't find them. Now, right now, I just want to say something. This wasn't in my prepared remarks, but right now, if you're trying to get over an addiction, get that thing out of your house. Get it out of your car. Get it out of your purse. Get it out of your room. I don't care what it is. If it's cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, if it's immorality, whatever it is, get it out of your heart, out of your life, so that if you went looking for it, you wouldn't be able to find it. Don't have it so that you can say, well, you know what, I just slipped up. Make the conscious choice beforehand that you are going to make it as inconvenient as possible for you to sin. I want to read that again. Make it as inconvenient as possible for you to relapse and into sin. And I tell you what, I'm going to wait till tomorrow to talk about this next aspect. I may not spend a whole lot of time there, but it's too important to just kind of give a brush off to it here at the very tail end of the program. But I want you to know that God's strengthening you, that you knowing that he's chosen you, that he's called you, that he's equipped you, that he's empowered you. He's empowered you for victory over whatever comes against you, that at the end of the day, the problems are not going to be able to be found, but you're still going to be shining like the sun. That confidence should be there so that you do not live in fear. Let's look at this in verse number 10. Count with me the number of times that fear and dismay is talked about. He said in verse number 10, fear not with you, be not dismayed. Let me see what else we can find. In verse number 13, fear not, I will help you. Verse number 14, fear not. There's four references in just those few short verses where God is wanting his people to be victorious over paralyzing fear. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. God is with you. He called you. He didn't make a mistake. He did not make a mistake. Let the presence of God reassure you today that you're not in this thing alone. By the way, I will say this. If you do not attend a Bible-believing church, a Bible-preaching church, you need to find one. You need to fellowship with other believers. You need to build one another up. You need to share the grace of God that he's manifest in your life with others who will share what God has done in your life. And together, there is great victory. Maybe on tomorrow's program, I'll share a testimony that I've seen a couple of times that takes place when creatures bind together to take on a more powerful enemy. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.